Okay. Hi, everybody. It's Marilyn Harris here at Hard at Work. We're doing the Impactful Legacy Show. I've had a few hiccups with the internet not being very strong, so we're gonna try it again. So Ramesh, thank you again for your patience. I so appreciate it. And please tell me a little bit what's new and exciting. I know you said that you were doing some courses and getting some university recognition. So I want to hear more. Tell me.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Marilyn. It is always exciting to be here at your forum. Yeah, so as I mentioned that last time that my courses were being conducted live, and
Right.
I have completed three batches of my course. But what is exciting in the recent past is that an accredited university from Southern California has picked up my course to be offered as a certificate course for continuing education.
Right.
And this was announced about 2 weeks ago. And really, university is promoting very, very heavily, as well as I'm going to promote as well. And this is a great way to reach wider set of students, working professionals, or business owners who can benefit from this course.
Right. So, do you know what university that would be?
Yeah, this university name is Kairos Christian University.
Oh, okay.
It's
Very
based
good.
in Irvine, California.
Oh, okay. That'd be good because, more people that listen to this would probably like to know more where they can find that course that you
Yes.
have
Yeah.
that they can sign up for, right? And then you were saying you had something else that happened. You did a coaching program, and that was a great success for you as well, right?
Yes, exactly. So far, I was doing more short-term coaching programs, like, say, one-on-one coaching, which was just 3 months, 4 months. But now I have launched a year-long coaching program. And the idea is that you not only continue to get trained and coached, but also apply the learned skills in your real-world situation on ongoing basis.
Right.
This program is a combination of one-on-one coaching, group coaching, training, and everything else.
Right.
So this is, I'm very excited about it. There are four clients already who have signed up for this program
Yeah.
within 1 month of launch. That is
Yeah,
great.
yeah. That sounds so great. It's nice when people really believe in what you're talking about and really just trust and know that they're going to get support from that person because really we all attract the people that are meant to be with us, right? And you'll find those people that will say, yeah, I want more. How do I sign up, right?
Exactly,
Yeah,
exactly.
yeah. So what else is happening? You had sharing some success stories with me privately. So would you mind sharing something, a couple of stories of
Oh,
people
yeah.
that you've
Actually,
worked with?
right, sure. I'll be very happy to do that. There are many more success stories. In fact, now my website has got a lot more testimonials as well from the folks who have benefited from my
Right.
program. Two of them I would highlight. One
Okay.
of them was a senior data analyst in Cisco, and he started working with me. He is more like a C-type personality, which is expert, deep dive, and deeply analytical kind of person. And I coached him on a few aspects. First, one of them was communication, particularly concise communication. He was all about very, very, very long form of communication because he was always into details, right?
Right.
So he had a difficulty communicating with his management and also in the interviews, job interviews. Other thing he really needed some help is on being productive and being organized. He was doing a to-do list on pen and paper.
Sounds like me.
So
Yeah, okay.
I, yeah, right. You can join my Yeah, so I helped him set up a system of digital tools that can help him in being very productive with very highly organized.
Right.
And I'm happy to say that he was able to change his job to a company called Palo Alto Networks
Okay.
with 40% higher compensation.
Yeah.
That is a very, very good success that he had. He's very happy. And good thing is that he's continuing to get coaching from me because
right.
he wants to go to the next level now.
Right, right. Yeah.
The second, second case I had was a young tech lead in one of the Silicon Valley companies.
Mm-hmm.
And he was looking for next level management position.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that he wouldn't get within his own company. So
mm-hmm.
he was looking outside. And
right.
I had did coaching for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very happy to say just last month, he started as an engineering manager in a Silicon Valley AI company.
Right, right. Great. So when you coach with somebody, are you always doing group coaching or are you doing more individual coaching?
So far, it has been more individual coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And but now I'm starting group coaching.
Right.
So that's I'm going to have a combination of group coaching and one-on-one coaching.
Right. Right.
Because we learn the value of sharing experiences,
right.
value of helping each other based on
right.
our own insights.
Right.
So that's what the group coaching is. So I'm
right.
beginning to introduce that now.
Right. All right. Great. Great. So what would you say if somebody is like, you sound like the two examples you gave were people that were had communication issues, or they were ready to upgrade to a different position, a higher level. So what would you suggest to people in one of those situations, what they might want to do to get started besides calling you?
Yeah, sure. So there are, if somebody wants to get started on their own, I would say that first begin with some good mindset improvement. And particularly two things I would suggest. One is that get rid of self-limiting beliefs.
Right.
A lot of people have these self-limiting beliefs and they are just, there's a lot of barrier for them to get ahead. And second thing is have some kind of long-term tenacious outlook.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't give up. You should really think long-term.
Right.
A lot of people are looking rational,
mm-hmm.
baby steps, but
yeah.
You got to have, you know, tenacious outlook. Then beyond mindset, I would say work on communication. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Communication includes making verbal impact, assertive communication. A lot of people lack assertiveness.
Right.
And the more assertive you are, the better you're seen as a career advancement potential.
Mm-hmm.
And third thing I will say is that work on connecting with people. It's just not, just communicating is not good enough.
Yeah.
Connect with people. So you try to understand the motivations of the people, where they their care about, try to listen to them more, develop relationship, develop some rapport, then you can get more done at work, more than what you ask for.
Right, right. So that networking part of it, it's about building relationships with your coworkers and outside of your work, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
With coworkers, outside your annual personal life as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it was kind of interesting because I lead a group too. And one guy was just saying, I went to an event and I met so-and-so and we talked about me, I guess. And I just said, yeah, I know. I get, you know, but me in a positive way, you know, like kind of thing. And so he just said, you know, to the group, I really encourage you to get out and network. You'd be surprised how many people you'll meet and maybe within your own industry, and you get support in that way too, like, you know, co-mentoring with people in your own space. And also you probably could seek out mentoring within your workplace too, right? And if you
right.
can't, if you can't get it, you know, then you would go come to you and say, hey, I need help.
Yes.
How can you help me?
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, I suggest two things when you're networking in an event or something. One thing is 80-20 rule. Talk about yourself only 20% of the time or less.
Yeah.
And you should let others talk for 80% of the time and listen more.
Right.
And second tip I have is ask open-ended questions.
Right.
lot of people I talk to, I coach, they say, you know what, I don't, whenever I go to these events or anywhere I meet someone, I ask something and they respond in such a concise way, then I don't know how to carry the conversation further.
Right.
So, how was your day? It was great. Okay, now what? How is the temperature? 72 degrees Fahrenheit. So, okay, now what? It's like, okay, you got exact answer. So instead, I suggest that, you know, ask some open-ended question.
Right.
What excites you more?
Right.
Okay, what kind of weather really energizes you?
Right.
So people will be, they'll think more and rather talk a little bit longer, and then you can ask more questions that way.
Right.
More open-ended questions really helps you connect with people better,
right,
and network better.
Right, right. Yeah, because, you know, like you were saying, well, how are you today? I'm great. Well, maybe either they're introverts or they're just, you know, like you were saying, it's a simple answer. You know,
yeah.
You're not going to get the dialogue you want from people,
exactly.
Right? It's
exactly.
Always about networking. It's always about supporting each other and
right.
Finding ways to help them. And it just shows that you
right.
Yourself are resourceful and, oh, I want to stay in touch with them. They're able to help me do this, right?
Right.
But then you have
right.
to be reciprocal, right?
Exactly.
Not just a one-way street kind of thing. Yeah.
Right.
So
right.
If anybody wants any of your help, Ramesh, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, so there are two or three ways. One is website. I have a website called quantumvisionconsulting.com.
Mm-hmm.
It is just one word, quantum vision. And then you can send me email. People can send me email. My first name, Ramesh,
yeah.
at quantumvisionconsulting.com.
Okay.
Or that very, very good place is to connect with me on LinkedIn.
Right.
I'm very active on LinkedIn. I do post almost every day, if not one, multiple posts. And I also do blogs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are connecting with me on LinkedIn. My connections have crossed 4,000 connections
wow.
recently.
Yeah.
And I started a creator mode on LinkedIn where you can follow me. If you don't want to connect with me directly, you can follow me.
Right.
And you'll get updated with all the great resources I post.
Right, right, great, great. I'll have to start following you. I don't
yes,
think I've
please.
Ever. I don't think I've. We're connected, but I don't think I've ever seen anything. So I'll have to double check that. But
right.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much for spending the time with me today. I really appreciate it. And sorry
you
for
are
the hiccup at the
welcome.
beginning.
You
We
are
both had.
Welcome,
We all both had little hiccups. But anyway, I wish you all the best, Ramesh, in your. Coaching and group coaching, and I am sure that more and more people will want to come to you, especially at the university where they can take the course. So do you want to repeat that at the course where they can sign up?
Yeah, so my university course is available at Kairos Christian University. You
okay.
can do Google on K-A-R-O-S,
okay.
Kairos University.
Okay.
And I can send you the URL, Marilyn, if you
go
can
ahead.
Put in the show notes.
Sure. Yeah, I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Send it to me and I'll definitely put
it
in the show notes so people can say, oh, I want to go there. Yeah. Great. Well, thanks very much once again for hanging out with me today, Ramesh. I wish you well and be kind, everybody, to each other and yourself, mostly to yourself, because that's all you have is yourself. Okay, thank you so
it's
much.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Mary.
Okay, thank you. Bye.